With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Elon Musk, the face of President Trump's Department of Government Efficiency, appeared on Fox News Special Report with Brett Baer, where he discussed Social Security.
How do you reassure people that what you all are doing is not going to affect their benefits?
No, in fact, what we're doing will help their benefits. Legitimate people, as a result of the work of DOGE, will receive more Social Security, not less. I want to emphasize that. As a result of the work of DOGE, legitimate recipients of Social Security will receive more money, not less money.
The left has portrayed DOGE's work as harming Social Security and Medicare, when in fact, the department is removing the fraud that threatens future benefits. Also at SRNnews.com, President Trump's decision to pull Representative Elise Stefanik's nomination as ambassador to the UN is prompting questions about the New York Republicans' future on Capitol Hill. Bernie Bennett reports.
In his statement announcing the move, President Trump said that the congresswoman would rejoin the House leadership team. Speaker Mike Johnson echoed that plan, saying he would, quote, invite her to return to the leadership table immediately. But it was unclear where Stefanik will fit in after relinquishing the position of House GOP conference chair, which she held for nearly 4 years upon her nomination for UN ambassador. Trump said he was pulling her as his pick to go to New York City because of the House's razor-thin majority. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Texas State Securities Board launches an investigation into the East Plano Islamic Center for potential fraudulent activity with the development project. It's called Epic City, an all-Muslim development northeast of Dallas. It would include over 1,000 homes for Muslims only, a new mosque, Muslim school, Muslim community college. Epic is one of the largest mosques in North Texas, and it's been accused of promoting Sharia law. The state attorney general has also launched an investigation. This is SRN News. NFL quarterback Baker Mayfield says he embraced Christianity after hitting rock bottom.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback said he hit rock bottom before pursuing a relationship with Christ. He told the Sports Spectrum podcast that his faith in Christ is the only thing that made me feel whole. Mayfield and his wife have received spiritual support from the ministry, Professional Athletes Outreach, and now the quarterback is using the lessons he's learned to teach younger football players. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
Iowa cannot, for now, continue to enforce part of its book ban law. That was the ruling from a federal judge this week who temporarily blocked the part of the law that prohibits school libraries and classrooms from carrying books that depict sex acts. The law was first approved by Iowa's Republican-led legislature and GOP governor in 2023, but key parts were temporarily blocked before they became enforceable. This is SRN News. Synthetic dyes are coming under scrutiny.
Lawmakers say the federal government has stalled taking action despite evidence of harmful effects. West Virginia became the first to sign a sweeping statewide ban on 7 such dyes this week. Lawmakers in more than 20 states are making a bipartisan push to restrict access to the dyes. The products have been tied to neurobehavioral problems in youngsters. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has been outspoken in his concerns about the issue. Rich Thomason, Washington.
The president of the United Auto Workers Union says 25% tariffs on foreign-made cars is a step towards ending the free trade disaster. This comes as the president announced the tariffs on automobiles and light trucks imported into the U.S. beginning April 2nd. Sean Fain said the UAW has been clear it will work with any politician willing to deliver results regardless of party. More details at SRNnews.com.